It's 29 minutes to 8 and James Carlton joins us now with news headlines.
Good morning, Fran. The major sporting codes are responding to explosive claims about widespread drug use and match fixing in Australian sport. In the NRL, auditors have been sent to review records of supplement use at Manly and Penrith. The AFL has held an emergency meeting and outlined plans to stamp out corruption. Meanwhile, Australia's regulated corporate bookmakers say fixing and manipulation will get worse if legal betting is banned, as more money will move offshore to unregulated operators. Australia has been praised by the head of the UK's anti-doping agency for its proactive approach to the problem. Meanwhile, in cycling, a US insurance firm has filed a lawsuit against cyclist Lance Armstrong, seeking the return of $12 million in bonus money paid to the American for his Tour de France triumphs. The Texas-based company SCA Promotions wants Armstrong to repay money the firm paid him for his tour victories in 2002, 2003 and 2004, after he was stripped of his record 7 tour titles last year. Other news, retiring Labor Senator Chris Evans says an unhealthy culture of leaking to the media has developed among politicians. He's told his colleagues it undermines the Labor Party, and his advice is to, quote, shut up. About 800 Pacific National Coal haulage workers will walk off the job at midday for a 48-hour strike today. And the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, will travel to Queenstown to attend the yearly Australia-New Zealand Leaders meeting this weekend. Fran.